Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Bam, bam. Ah, 15 minutes of heat. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's got me in a good mood today, Vlad. And celebrating the Panthers win. We'll get some cat talk coming up at the top of the hour. John Crotty's going to join us here in just a bit. And Leroy, he's hobnobbing with some people in Cleveland right now. Who are we going to take, Leroy? You know, we'll see what he says. I bet he lets them take the fast guy. You know, I'm going to ask him that, Vlad, if he lets them take the fast
guy.
Why,
you want Worthy?
Oh, I mean, you know, Mike McDaniel likes his weapons, baby.
But these weapons aren't good.
What do you mean they're not good?
December and January, Tobin.
But I understand. Well, here's what I think. I think if we stagger the speed, right? I think they'll be fresher. You know, none of this going for 2K nonsense, all right, anymore. Enough of that with the Cheetah, all right? I want Cheetah to have a normal 1,500 yards like a normal person. No need to go and stretch him out. We got to do a maintenance program with the Cheetah so he's fresher come December. That's what we need to do, all right? We need to start maintenance programming in the NFL like we do in the NBA, although it didn't really work out for the Heat this year. That's been tough to deal with, but let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors at one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Bally Sports Sun tonight. If you guys want, you guys can watch Bally Sports Sun. The great John Crotty will have the call alongside the OG Eric Reed tonight. Game two of the first round against the Boston Celtics. 6:30 is when Bally gets their coverage going. John, how you doing, man? How's Boston?
Hey, guys. Everything's good. Good vibe up here from the ball club, ready to rock again. It's actually been beautiful up here for Boston up until today. It was very sunny and nice, but a little cooler weather today. But it's go time tonight. Let's go.
It is. It definitely feels that way. And this team, like John, we've seen in plenty of playoff series, they've done such a great job of taking home court advantage. Do you feel like we can get a better shot out of the gate tonight from Miami just because – you know, getting down 14-0 to this team, it feels like a death sentence in a game just because you're always playing catch-up against a team that can shoot like them. How important is just coming out of the gate strong tonight for Miami?
Oh, I think it's huge. I think it's a good point you make. I'm a huge believer in momentum and flow, and when you get off to a great start, it really carries forward, you know, through the first half. Same as the third quarter, you know, getting off to a good start carries into that second half and can really push you forward throughout the course of the game. You know, I like how Miami fought back. I like how they clawed back. And you know, look, they're dealing with having key people out like Jimmy Butler. So, you know, the margin of error is narrow. And you got to play at a very high level offensively. And you got to keep your defense, you know, humming and connected, you know, and try to take these Celtics, you know, off their game, which is a very challenging game, the way they spread you out and shoot the long ball.
I was a little bummed yesterday because, you know, I think in a series like this, if you had a healthy 100% Duncan Robinson, he could be massive. But to hear him yesterday say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be that guy until I get extended rest was tough to hear. John, can you just give us an insight into that? Just when you're a player dealing with something nagging that you just can't get back to feeling like what is the mental challenge, the physical challenge of dealing with that? And knowing, because he was having an amazing season, John, before this happened.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's been very special this year for us. You know, 13 points a game, just about 40% beyond the arc. But he's doing a lot more than that. He's an incredible floor spacer for us. And obviously what that means is he can make shots with range, and his threat on the floor forces defenses to come out to him, which really creates a lot of space. So I think you're going to see more of an effort of him of, you know, even when he's not able to get access to the basketball, to try to create space on the floor so that the team has more opportunity to be able to operate, you know, going to the basket. When you're playing the way he is, Brendan, I think it's really difficult because, you know, he has to move around a lot just to get open to be able to create a shot. And when you're dinged up and you're obviously your back is your core, and being able to push off and cut and pivot and create, you know, separation is so important for any athlete and basketball player in particular. But for a shooter like him, it's everything. So I think it's really putting him in a disadvantage. But I love the fact that he's out there just trying to gut it out, give his team when it can. And, you know, if he's got an open shot, he's going to take it. I think the biggest challenge for him is just trying to, you know, move and cut, because he's been very good at that this year with off-ball cuts. When they run him off the line, ball faking, putting it down on the ground and getting to the basket. And I think those plays are tougher for him to make.
How much lunacy was there up there these last couple of days over the Caleb Martin thing? I felt so bad for Caleb because it was complete garbage. He got pushed into Jason Tatum, who bounced up just fine. Nobody had an issue with it. And then all of a sudden, you know, their broadcast is like stoking the fire to get it going. So, like, what was the buzz around town about all this nonsense?
I mean, look, I think a lot of it was, you know, trying to stir it up and trying to create that fire. And their broadcast team definitely did that. And, you know, it's just so overblown, this idea of a code red. That's not how the Heat operate. That's not how Spo operates. Like, go out there, you know, like a bounty or something. And, you know, that's not how the Heat operate. And this team plays with a lot of pride as is. You don't need to, you know, go out there and tell people to play harder and try to take somebody down. And, you know, look, I think Jason Tatum handled it, you know, the right way. He popped right up trying to show, hey, look, I'm not hurt and it's not going to impact my mind. He went right to the free throw line, which to me is what a professional does. I give him credit. And look, the Heat are playing hard, man. I mean, you're down, you're scrapping, you're throwing your body around, you're trying to make aggressive plays. There's going to be hard fouls. This is the playoffs, you know, and just a lot of talk and a lot of nonsense about really a non-issue, in my opinion.
How important do you think tonight is for Tyler? You know, just to bounce back. You know, I know that he's tried to not put so much pressure on the playoffs this time around, which I think is good for a young guy. But obviously, like, John, if they're going to have a shot, they need Tyler to be Tyler. They need him to be at his best. So just how much are you keying in on him tonight and what he's able to do?
No, I'm really keying in on him. I mean, I thought, and we're going to talk about it a bit in our open tonight. If you saw the way they came out and guarded him, it was, you know, primary, focal point of their defense was to take Tyler out of the basketball game. They put their best perimeter defender on him and Jrue Holiday. They literally, it actually looked like they're playing a box and one, which is, you know, basically saying we're going to take this guy out and everybody else can just do what they're doing within the flow. Jrue Holiday was locked in on Tyler off the ball, away from the play, not getting off and helping in the paint, but really just staying and denying Tyler access to the basketball. With Jimmy Butler out, you know, scoring is at an absolute premium. And Tyler's our one guy, you know, 20 points a game that can really help. So I think, you know, what you're going to see the Heat do, and I know they were discussing strategy of how to crack open Tyler and how to get him some touches where, first of all, he's got the ball in an opportunity where he can do something with it without two guys on him. And then maybe off the ball, you'll see different actions being created where, you know, they can rub off Drew Holiday and he can catch the ball with some space to be able to operate.
Talking to the great John Crotty, you guys can watch him and Eric Reed tonight. Bally Sports Sun, their coverage gets going at 6:30 today as the Miami Heat get ready for game two against the Boston Celtics. I just wanted to, John, just for like his, I think, morale, you know, like the having the injury last year in the playoffs and you know, just having, I guess, that moment of success. I think that if he, I think it could carry him a long way, man. I just think it's for him personally to go out on the road and have something like that. I don't want to like put all the eggs in the basket on him, but I also know like for him personally, that's got to be a good feeling if he's able to do this and even this series bringing it back to Miami.
Oh, for sure. And he's the kind of guy who, look, he's ignitable, right? If he comes out of the gate and hits two or three shots, look out, right? I mean, he can go for 30-plus. He could go for 40. He's that talented, Tyler is. And what makes him tough to guard, you know, once he does get the ball and he's able to operate, is he can score at all three levels. And that's – there's very few players in this league, as good as this league is, when as many talented players there are, that can score at all three levels. It's really amazing. I mean, if you look at each team, you know, there's two, maybe three guys that can do it, and Tyler's one of those guys. He's pretty special. And he is ignitable, but you know, right now with Jimmy being out, it's just allowing them to take their already very substantial defense and think about how to just be disruptive even more and take it Tyler out.
John, my thing is on the other side, right? They're shooting threes like we knew before this game started. They shoot more threes than anybody. That going into the game, everybody knew Boston shot more threes than anybody. And in the games that they lost, they were just terrible shooting the three. Do you try to take that away by playing more man? Because here's the other problem that I'm just sitting here thinking about it myself. If somebody gets taken off the dribble because they got a lot of guys who can handle the ball, now you put yourself in even worse position to get the three shot on you.
That's
so
right.
How do you go about that? Because right now they're doing zone. They just pass around the outside. Somebody shoots it. And they're all making them.
Yeah. So they had it. Look, they had an extraordinary game shooting the basketball. You know, the feeling is if you can keep the pressure on, they revert, you know, back to a more normal mean, right, where they're not going to make, you know, whatever it was, 22 threes,
right,
and tie a playoff high that they did one other time against Milwaukee. But it was exceptional. I mean, there were like eight different guys that wound up hitting a three on their side too. It wasn't focused on just one guy. So that means they really moved the ball and they spread Miami out. They do it a variety of different ways too, which is interesting. I mean, they do it within their offense, but they also do it off offensive rebounds. And you know, that's something you can take away, right? So you're playing your defense, you block out, you got to come up with those defensive rebounds, and that takes away sort of that broken play where they just catch it and kick it out and someone's wide open with space to be able to make a three. So I think that's something right away that the Heat can improve upon. But to your point, you got to mix the defense up against them. You can't play any one thing, whether it's whether it's man or zone. And the challenge with the man, which is a very good point, is you have to be able to contain the ball on the perimeter, right? If I'm running out to Jason Tatum, if I can't keep him secure on the perimeter with a hand up and he gets by me, now everyone is having to,
right,
you know,
rotate,
right? You got people rotating. You got, and I think at times, honestly, I thought we did over-rotate. And what that means is just get off our guy maybe too soon or too early, which allowed some easier drive and kick plays. And that's really nuanced. It's really subtle. I mean, you got to be tight where you're maybe faking and going back to your guy, or waiting later to commit to the drive, because the Heat defense is predicated on taking away easy twos. That's the way they've always been built. That's the, you know, reason why they're consistently really good. The challenge is, how do you take away twos and then still really get back out and guard the three-point line? And that's where teams like this put you in a quandary.
Do you think they tried to do the things you were talking about earlier with Tyler, by letting Bam take it, bring it up, or Caleb bring it up, like kind of put Tyler off the ball?
I do.
And try, right? Because I'm like, why are they bringing the ball up? And I'm like, they're trying to get some looks for Tyler. But then it just seems like when it's weird to me, like you specialize, like the Heat run the zone better than anybody. right? Mm-hmm. But when other teams run their half-ass zone against them, they just pass it around the outside, and it's like kryptonite against them. And I'm amazed at how a team who runs the zone so well, when the zone gets against them, they act like they never played basketball at times.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the thing about the zone, it's less about the scheme. And you'll hear Eric Spoelstra say this, but I believe it very much too. It's less about the scheme and more about the flow. So what do I mean by that? So when Miami goes to their zone, it's really, you know, they're guarding man-to-man within their principles of who's in that space to guard. But it's really, when as an example, when I'm a point guard and I'm pushing the ball up the floor, if I can tell right away if the team is in a man-to-man or a zone. If they're in a man-to-man and we're in a good offensive rhythm, I'm passing and cutting, and I know exactly how to get everybody activated, involved. If I see the zone after it's been man, I slow down, I pull the ball back, I get us organized, and then we look to attack.
More passive offense.
It takes time. That right. takes time. Mm-hmm. It also slows the momentum down. It forces different thought process. Guys have to get organized and get into positions, get a little too perimeter oriented, to your point where maybe they're not driving into the paint. And that's where the zone, I think, can be very effective, because it's almost like a rhythm changer. And you know, with the length that they put out there, they'll put a Caleb or a Haywood Highsmith or DeLon Wright on the perimeter who can guard a lot of space with long arms, and then they'll have Bam, who, you know, can, you know, be a multi-dimensional guy in the back end of the zone. It makes it really effective.
Talking to John Crotty, you guys can watch him and Eric Reed tonight, Bally Sports Sun. Game two of the first round between the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat. 7 o'clock is your tip-off. 6:30 is when their coverage gets going. You, of course, can hear that here also on WQAM. John, Jaime Jaquez, he looks like he's busted through this rookie wall. And especially like since the play-ins have started, he looks like just moment hasn't been too big for him. What have been your impressions of Jaime?
I'm really impressed with the way he played in that first playoff game. I was keeping a close eye on him, obviously being a rookie. And I don't know if you can recall, but the first possession he came out of the gate and they just were very physical with him. He kind of fumbled the ball, had like a turnover and ran back. And I was like, uh-oh, you know, and this is like what you're not. The level of intensity is so much higher in a playoff game. And, you know, everyone really knows what you're going to do. You're very well scouted. You know, it's not uncommon for there to be a play call and everyone, the defense, actually run to the spot where, you know, you're going as an offensive player, like, because they know it so well. So then it becomes about your will to be able to find a way to execute even when the defense knows what's going on. And he just never quit, man. He just played. He kind of played through the contact. He just continued to play hard. He's unfazed mentally. Doesn't let himself get down. Played, you know, really hard-nosed defense when he could, and wind up translating to that in some really positive plays offensively with 16 points on 50% shooting, rebounded. He passed well. He was gutty out there. And you know, he needs to play right now again with, you know, the shorthandedness and Jimmy Butler out. And he was an incredibly productive player for 36 minutes.
John, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
You got it, guys. Go Heat.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.